Hour number two on this special New Year's Eve edition of Four's Company. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly. We're with you till 10:30, leading you in to coverage of the ReliaQuest Bowl between Alabama and Michigan. Spent most of the first hour on college football. We'll spend hour number two mainly talking Titans, as currently the Titans sitting with the number two pick in April's draft. One more game to go. If they lose, they are guaranteed to pick in the top two. Could get up to the top pick if the Patriots beat the Bills. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But first, let's get to our question of the day. What is your favorite sports moment of 2024? Let's get to our answers first. But if you have answers, you can text or call 615-737-1025. Connor Newt, why don't you lead us off? What was your favorite sports moment of 2024?
I got two. Number one was the press conference in Rupp Arena when Mark Pope was introduced as the next head coach. That was one of the most electric spectacles I think I've ever watched. That was a whole weird story. Calipari leaves for Arkansas. They hire Mark Pope. Everyone hates it in the first day. Then we come around on it a day. We're like, maybe he's not bad after we watch some film and let it marinate overnight and stuff like that. He comes into Rupp Arena on the bus with the trophy from 1998, the year he won the national championship with Kentucky. That place erupts. Erupts, pun intended. The fan base is excited beyond compare. That whole press conference, if you haven't watched it and you're a Kentucky fan, go watch it. The second is not as sports related, but kind of, because we spent all year talking about this. The buildup to College Football 25, and then when it finally came out.
That's a good one.
That was one of the highlights of my life. I mean, I sound horrible saying that. I sound like an absolute
nerd. Waited 10 years.
Yeah. No, it is.
I waited my entire life. Yeah. I had never played NCAA before. And this was the first one I've ever played, and I now have like 350 hours plugged into it. So that's 2 weeks of my life I'll never get back.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good one. Yeah, that was an exciting day. I mean, I remember our show from that week before. That was all we could talk about.
Yeah.
So, those are both good ones.
I don't think we'll ever feel a buildup like that again.
Yeah.
Unless they do, for me, if they do NCAA basketball, which in the works, it looks like. But that was all people could talk about.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, and that's all you see on social media is people playing it and people loving it. It's still hot. People will tell you the game's dying. It ain't dying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good one. It's been fun the last few months. And, you know, the college football season being as intriguing as it's been has definitely helped out as well. Nick Frazier, what darts moment stood out to you in 2024?
As much as I want to say there was a specific darts moment, I mean, 2024 was a pretty bad year for all my favorite sports teams.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Brisbane Broncos out in Australia, they were supposed to win it all this year. They did not make the playoffs. The St. Louis Cardinals, absolute bottom-of-the-barrel team. I mean, Paulo Fonseca and AC Milan, he gets sacked this year. I mean, it's a brutal year for me when it comes to fandom.
What sport is that?
That's Italian soccer, AC Milan.
Ah.
That's my favorite team of all time.
Ah.
Nonetheless, all my teams are bad this year. So probably the only highlight would be to golf. Scottie Scheffler, good for him. He won like, what, five or six tournaments, and he won a gold medal.
Yeah, gold medal at the Olympics, won the Masters.
I think he's out 3 to 4 weeks now.
Yeah, he got a cut in his – or broken glass in his hand or something, needed surgery.
Mm. Sounds like he had a good time over the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. It's been an interesting 2024 for Scottie Scheffler,
yeah,
for sure. Getting arrested.
Yeah.
Wow. American hero.
He bounced back, though.
He
bounced
did.
Back like a true champion.
He did.
But no darts for me as a highlight. I think Luke Littler just by himself is the number one highlight of the darts world. So
I need a counter on how many times you say the name
Luke Littler.
Telling y'all, if I show y'all highlights of this man – your kid, however you look at him, he's just throwing darts consistently at certain numbers, and he hits them.
Nashville sports fans are going to have a better base dart knowledge than any city in the country if they
on
listen to
Tennessee Radio. Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's 17 years old.
He is.
Yeah. Just like Ryan Williams.
Old. Just like wait, he's 17?
Yeah. No, I don't think they've ever mentioned that before.
And this guy is averaging 100.85 points on a dart, man. I mean, that's his average per three darts.
Can't believe you'd bring that up on Tennessee radio. This is why no one knows who you are.
Sorry.
Speaking of Tennessee radio, Parker Kelly, your favorite 2024 sports moment.
We're going to the diamond, baby.
There it is.
The Tennessee Baseballs bring home a national championship. It is Tennessee's first major national championship since 2008 when the Lady Vols won with Pat Summitt. So there's only one correct answer for me.
Yeah. Your team wins a national championship. That's got to be it, right?
I've had a little bit more baseball luck than my friends who just went. So,
yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, first off, I'll say personally for me, Vandy making the tournament and going back to Blacksburg where I went to school, like that was awesome. The selection show, seeing Vanderbilt pop up and being Blacksburg, Virginia, like that was cool to go back to Castle Coliseum where I called like 100 games as a student and got to call an NCAA tournament game, two of them. That was really cool. But in terms of being a fan, most of my teams were awful too. But my Tigers, Kerry Carpenter hitting the 3-run blast off Emmanuel Clase in the ALDS. That was awesome. I had been waiting 10 years for a postseason baseball moment like that. And to have Kerry Carpenter, another Hokie, hit the home run to even up the series against Cleveland, even though the Tigers ended up losing that series, that was really fun. So I would say those two for me, but plenty of great moments in 2024 in sports. Trying to think of any big ones like overall.
I think there's one in Nashville we're forgetting, the goalpost. Vanderbilt beating
Alabama.
Oh,
right, yes. And I was thinking about that on the way in. Yes, that was an awesome – yeah, Vanderbilt beating Alabama. I think that honestly could be number one overall.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt beating the number one team in the country and carrying the goalpost down Broadway and into the Cumberland. I can't really think of any other moment that tops that, right?
Not locally.
I mean, if they would have beaten Texas, that would have probably topped it. But, I mean,
yeah,
nah,
but
Alabama.
Even, like, nationally, like, where – what else has happened this year? There wasn't, like, any huge March Madness upset buzzer beater.
Yeah, well, there was one big upset.
Well, yeah, but there it's not like it was, like, a half-court heave or something like that. Like, the Super Bowl overtime win, that one – I guess it's only the second overtime Super Bowl ever. So that would be up there too. But I think Vandy beating Alabama, that's the sports moment of the year, right?
It has to be.
Yeah. I
mean, the fact that Clark Lea rallies his team to take on a number one overall team in the nation and beats them in their home on their home field, it's incredible.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, you could go Olympics, the USA just dominating.
Yeah. Olympics would be good. I mean,
that's a real David versus Goliath like showdown, though.
Yeah,
Alabama, like, Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
what
it's such an underdog story.
Everybody's saying Vandy's always a little brother in the SEC, and they go and beat Big Brother,
right?
Like, on Tennessee radio.
How often is that going to happen? Where, like, Vanderbilt has been in the category of, you know, Indiana in football, and like teams that just it's like. Nick Saban said it a few weeks before that. The only easy place to go play is Vanderbilt. And I loved the Vandy in-house marketing crew putting that up right after the game ended.
I got one. The Preds going on a 19-point game.
That's
point
great,
streak.
Too. Yeah, canceling the U2 concert at the Sphere.
I figured the Predators fans would need some sort of positivity about their team.
We're going to talk a little Preds later in the show.
I'd rather not.
They play the Wild tonight. Part of a long road trip, but that is a good one too. You know, it's been a tough end to 2024 across Nashville sports, except for Vanderbilt. But
it's a good start.
Early on, yeah, the Preds were carrying water for Nashville sports through January and February and making the playoffs. So a lot of good to look back on. And then, of course, Stamkos, and even though it hasn't quite worked out this year, but that July 1st, where all those
That's
guys signed, that was really fun, too. So lots of great sports moments. If you've got more, you can text or call 615-737-1025. But when we come back, we're going to get back into the Titans. We just spent the last segment kind of talking about what the Titans could do if they end up having the number 2 or number 1 overall pick. We'll continue that conversation next. What will the Titans do at quarterback this offseason? That's up next. You're on Four's Company, special New Year's Eve edition on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
You take your aim, fire away. Nick Frazier fired up, ready to throw some darts.
Let's go. Boom.
Four's Company, New Year's Eve special edition with you till 10:30. Coming up after us, all the bowl games. We got the ReliaQuest Bowl. We've got South Carolina, Illinois later on. And then the Preds and Wild today on 102.5 starting at 6. And the college football playoff on 94.9. So plenty of great sports on the Game Nashville Sports Network later on today. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, Four's Company. Let's get into the Titans. We dipped our toe into it in the last hour, but the Titans, with their loss to the Jaguars, have guaranteed that with a loss on Sunday, will pick no lower than second. I believe they could fall as low as seventh if they beat the Texans on Sunday. They would be the highest picking team that needs a quarterback if they lose. We talked about this a little earlier. The Patriots, unless Nick Wright is a soothsayer, what is it called? A psychic, and he knows that the Patriots are going to trade Drake May and draft Shedeur Sanders. The Titans will have a path to whatever quarterback they want if they're picking second behind the Patriots. Is it going to be Shedeur Sanders in two-tone blue in 2025? Do we think that that is the most likely path if the Titans do end up losing and picking either first or second in April?
I'm going to have to clear the air first before I answer that. There was an exercise we did about 2-3 weeks ago that Jake Lyman put me in a bad situation of having to possibly pick Shedeur Sanders over what, Travis Hunter and Will Levis.
So the question was, if you're picking high enough, do you take Travis Hunter and pair him with Will Levis? This was also before Will Levis completely imploded against the Bengals, by the way.
Right.
But
he knows that I've been out on Will Levis since after the week of Miami and or the week of
Miami. I
know
that too. Why are you leaving me out?
Well, and you too. Sorry. And you too. Why? But no, to answer his initial question today, I would not draft Shedeur Sanders.
Really?
Listen, the Titans need much more than a quarterback, in my opinion. You could trade out of that top two spot, get so much draft capital, and like we've been talking a little bit off air and on air, this is not a great draft in grand total of things. So like you could trade back and get some more draft capital in the following year's draft.
Yeah.
But Nick Frazier, it's Rand Carthon, and he only has good drafts.
Well, he's not cooking in my cookbook.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm making fun of people that say that.
I know.
And I do get the idea of trading out of it, picking up a first-round pick for next year, and then you have ammo if you want to move up, because I think the quarterback class next year is going to be a little bit better. Drew Aller's going back to Penn State, Garrett Nussmeier back to LSU, and then maybe Nico and Arch Manning come out. But are any of those guys generational automatic number one picks at this point? Probably not. And you trade that pick, who knows, you could end up having, let's say the Titans sign Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins instead of picking a quarterback, and you go 7-10, the team that trades up with you goes 6-11.
It's a better pick.
You're not going to be in a position to pick a quarterback next year, or at least you're not guaranteed to be. If you are picking first or second, and you have a quarterback there that you believe could be the guy, you have to take him. You do. You have to.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm about to go on a Jared rant. Like, I'm going to say the cap is fake. Go and grab just any quarterback in the NFL and go on with it. Like, that's me. You can't go and grab a quarterback in the draft that, for me, I'm not a fan of. I mean, he's a good athlete. Don't get me wrong. Shedeur's a great athlete. I just don't think that's what the Titans need, in my opinion, a Shedeur Sanders.
It is tough for me because 2 weeks ago, I thought it was almost impossible for the Titans to end up this high in the draft. So I thought it wasn't going to be an issue. But how many times have the Titans picked in the top two over the last 20 years or so? Twice? And they traded out of one of them.
Yeah.
And the one time you didn't, you had to pick a quarterback. You picked Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Shedeur Sanders he's not Joe Burrow. He's not the prospect that Trevor Lawrence was. He's not Andrew Luck. But I think he is going to be worthy of that pick. And Quickly, before we go to our phone lines, I was trying to point out to you, Connor, Robbie Stanley is on our text line. Robbie, Connor cannot see the text line right now, but Robbie says, Connor Newt, you will acknowledge me. Connor Newt, do it now. So there you go.
What?
I had to point that out to you.
What? Would you acknowledge him?
It's in all caps, so Robbie really wanted you to acknowledge him.
On Tennessee radio? Not okay.
Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kenny the Mailman wants to chime in. Kenny, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Excellent. How are y'all?
Doing great.
I wish y'all a great Happy New Year and each and every one of you grow in importance and status at the radio station.
Thank you, Kenny.
Fill in left and right. Listen, I do so appreciate y'all talking about our favorite moments from this past year because, listen, I am an old guy. I am so old. I have seen Halley's Comet. I've seen the fall of the Berlin Wall. And now I've seen the goalposts of Vanderbilt University being paraded down West End after a defeat of Alabama. Thousands and thousands of people following. Now, most of them were drunks from out of state that can't spell Vanderbilt. But we'll take it. But that was an amazing sight. Y'all do realize, I've been around so long, that has not happened in about seven decades.
Yeah.
Last time they defeated Alabama here in 1969, Watson Brown was a young quarterback. Our president was Nixon, and we were in the Vietnam War. So that is a long time ago. 10 years after that, young Keith, I wasn't a mailman. I was selling programs in Vanderbilt Stadium. Vandy scores first against Alabama, 3-0. I'm looking at the scoreboard and saying, what if at the end of the day it was 66-3 and with 1 minute to go, Alabama scores a touchdown? Y'all don't know this. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
And then they went for two.
Oh.
Now, you just think about that. I said words that day. If my mama heard them, she would have disowned me.
Just rubbing it in.
There's not a lot of people that go way back on history like that. Most people just, you know, come and go as fans. But when you're able to see something like that after defeat, after defeat, after defeat, it means a lot. So that we will remember that from 2024.
Kenny, thanks for the call. That is definitely, I mean, we were mentioning it, probably the best moment from 2024 in sports. And you hear it on all our promos, Andrew Allegretta's call, the greatest win in Vanderbilt football history, and it certainly was that. Kenny, hope you have
it. Might be. Can you imagine a team today being ahead 64-3 and going for two?
No.
The fights it would cause would be unbelievable.
Yeah, the coaches we'll might fight at midfield. Kenny, thanks for the call. Hope you have a great new year.
The state of Ohio might make that a felony if you go for two.
Right, that's true. Yeah, they might introduce that in the House of, hey, you can't go for two if you're up by 60 late in games. 615-737-1025. We want to hear from you. We're going to keep talking Titans on the other side. If the Titans have the chance to take Shedeur Sanders, should they? We've had some mixed reactions on our text line. We'll get to some of those answers coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly. Special New Year's Eve edition of Four's Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Special New Year's Eve edition, Four's Company, on this Tuesday morning. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly with you for the next 2 hours leading in to the ReliaQuest Bowl, Michigan and Alabama. Pre-game coverage starting at 10:30 on these airwaves. We're talking Titans here. Titans have put themselves in a great draft position with the tough play they've had over the last month or so. Currently, with a loss on Sunday to the Texans, they will pick no lower than second in April's draft. With a Patriots win over the Bills backups on Sunday, the Titans could pick first. Gives them a chance to pick a quarterback. We're kind of going through the idea of, do you think Shedeur Sanders is worth that pick? If you have the opportunity to pick him, whether that's first or second, do you do it? Wes in Clarksville on our text line, and you can chime in as well, 615-737-1025. Wes in Clarksville says Sanders would get destroyed behind that O-line. It would be another dumpster fire. Callahan gets fired after next year. Then they'll have a new coach with a rookie quarterback. I don't think you can really think of it that way.
That is something I did think about, though. Shador takes a lot of sacks.
He does, but he's played behind a terrible offensive line.
Yeah.
That Colorado line.
He takes
line,
a lot of sacks, or his linemen just suck?
I mean, he takes some. Like, there are some plays where he just kind of sits there waiting for probably Travis to get open, and then he bows his head and takes it. So
I don't think that texture's far off, though. I mean, if we remember the Wiz and Hunt days, like, I believe it was like week 4 or 5 of the following season that he got canned. And like, nonetheless, this is a different scenario, but I mean, you have a really bad season this year. You get a, this would be considered, if they do draft Shador, this would be considered Brian Callahan's guy.
Right. He would be tied to Shador Sanders.
Right.
Success. That would, like, we've said that Brian Callahan was tied to Will Levis because he came in and said, Will Levis is a big reason why I took this job.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can really do that. Every coach is going to say that coming in. They want to get the job. No one who wants the job is going to say, no, I hate Will Levis. I don't want to work with
him. Cut him now.
It's crowd-pleasing, for sure.
It's not going to happen. Like, I know Jared says that. It's like, oh, he came in and said he loves Will Levis. But, like, who's not going to say that? You want an NFL head coaching job. There's only 32 of them.
Yeah.
I think Brian Callahan's going to get a shot with his own quarterback. And I think if you're picking in the top two and Shador Sanders is available, I think you have to take him. Here's Matt from Camden has given me an idea. And I think this is actually maybe not a perfect plan for this offseason, but I think it is a good idea. If the draft stays as is, he says the Patriots will take Hunter. I don't know if that's how it works out. I think the Patriots would want to auction that pick off to the highest bidder. I think the Titans would have to trade up if they pick second and they want Shador Sanders. I think you have to give up either your second-round pick this year. But in this scenario, let's say you trade a second-round pick next year because you don't want to give up that pick. I think that would be enough to do it, to go from 2-1. I think your second-round pick next year would be enough. Maybe you throw in one other pick somewhere. But let's say the Titans get Sanders, whether that's at 1 or 2. He says take a right tackle with their second-round pick. I think you'd have some options there. The one guy I kind of like, Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota. I think he's a guy who could be available.
I wonder how you know who that is.
Yes, I've coached Minnesota. But he is a guy going to the Senior Bowl. Keep an eye on him. He actually plays my Virginia Tech Hokies in the Duke's Mayo Bowl next week.
That's so.
So if you want to watch that game, he's a guy who I think could be available early in the second round. Maybe that's a guy you go get. And then sign T. Higgins in free agency. I'm not sure I 100% can get behind T. Higgins, but I do like the idea of you have to add to that wide receiver room.
T. seems more willing to take a pay cut to stay with the Bengals.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he's been kind of vocal about it.
Look at what Ja'Marr Chase has done this year. Yeah. The Bengals are going to have to pay him a ridiculous contract. They're not giving. And with the way Higgins has played, I mean, the game he had on Saturday night.
To keep their season alive.
They are going to pay Chase. Higgins is going to walk. You're going to overpay for Higgins. But the Titans have a good amount of cap space again. If you go quarterback and you go tackle with your first two picks, you could go wide receiver in free agency. Higgins, he's a Tennessee guy. You'd have to pay a lot of money for him. And the question would be, are you paying Calvin Ridley and T. Higgins both to be wide receiver ones when they both might be better wide receiver twos?
Yeah.
Like, that's where you run into trouble. But it would set up Shador Sanders with a very good group around him. You now have a first-round pick left tackle, first-round pick left guard, a highly paid center when Lloyd Cushenberry comes back, and an early second-round pick at right tackle. Good offensive line. You've got two highly paid receivers, and you've got Mr. Reliable Honda Accord and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. That is a good setup for a rookie quarterback if you're able to get him. I think that would put Shador Sanders in a good position, but is all of that feasible? Who knows? I don't know if that's actually going to work out.
Let me throw this at you. Let's say they do get Sanders. do you throw in the off season during training camp, do you allow Will Levis to compete for the starting job to start the year off?
You have to.
With who?
With Shador.
No.
No, you have to.
No, you have to. You let him compete, but he's not guaranteed the starting spot like
that's
he
what
was
I'm saying.
Last
offseason. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying.
He has to be in camp to give the rookie quarterback some form to
He'll be in camp, but you guys are crazy if you think there is any actual competition. If you picture Deere Sanders, he is the starting quarterback.
Oh, no,
quarterback.
I'm not saying.
No. That's not exactly.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'd rather have Will Levis as the backup than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, no.
I don't think so?
No.
The Titans will bring three quarterbacks into camp next year. Like, if they pick Sanders. Let's say you have Deere Sanders. I think Will Levis will be in camp, and you'll probably sign a veteran, whether that's Mason Rudolph or somebody else. Will Levis gets cut at the end of training camp. That's how it's going to work out. Yeah. But, yes, I think Levis will be in training camp.
Mm. That's what I meant by that. I didn't mean
no,
by action.
Shedeur Sanders, if it
– I like, saw his face like, no, that's not what I meant.
Like, I know Jared does the whole thing with Anthony Richardson of, like, you should walk to the podium, draft Anthony Richardson, and say that he is not starting until next year. Shedeur is not going to do that. If you pick him, Shedeur Sanders is starting quarterback.
Shedeur is ready. He's ready.
Hey, right. I think he's the only quarterback in this draft that's ready.
I agree. I think Cam Ward, if you pick him, that's a guy you want to bring in a veteran to start next year.
Yeah.
But I think Shedeur, the issue with Shedeur Sanders is not, he's not a project quarterback. Like, he's a guy who's going to come in and he's either going to be really good or he's not going to be very good. Like, that's kind of how it's going to go. Wes in Clarksville asking the question, and actually, let's get to this in the next segment because this is an important part of it. Do you think Nashville can handle the Deion drama that comes with drafting Shedeur Sanders?
No.
And that's something I wanted to get into. Deion had time yesterday, and he went on Twitter. We will talk about that coming up next. We're talking about Shedeur Sanders being a Titan. Will he even be allowed to be a Titan is the question. And we'll talk about the primetime drama that comes with Shedeur Sanders coming up next. A special New Year's edition of Four's Company. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly coming back right after this on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Four's Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on this New Year's Eve up until 10:30 when we get into bowl coverage. We've got Alabama, Michigan, South Carolina, Illinois coming up later on The Game. Preds Wild coming up with pregame coverage at 6. We're talking Titans, whether they will have a chance to draft Shedeur Sanders and whether they'll do it if they do get that opportunity. And Wes in Clarksville brought up a good point on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do you think Nashville can handle the Deion drama that comes with drafting Shedeur Sanders? And this kind of stems from yesterday. There was a parody NFL insider account. It's a fake account who tweeted out that Deion Sanders does not want Shedeur playing for the Browns or Titans. And Coach Prime bit on the bait there. He has since deleted the tweet where he posted the screenshot of the direct message that he sent. Was it Wesley Steinberg or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, whoever the fake NFL insider is. But he did keep up the other tweets. Coach Prime yesterday tweeting, "It will be multiple idiots," in all caps, "that will say things that totally aren't true regarding where I would like Shedeur and Shiloh to play in the NFL. If I say it, I will say it directly to whom it may concern. I'm not an attention seeker." All right. "I do know NFL commish Roger Goodell personally. Mic drop. They've already started the lying and positioning, but they forgot I got time today." So Prime not outwardly saying that he would be okay with the Titans drafting Shedeur, but did say that that did not come from him. I am glad to hear that Prime is going to let the teams know directly, because let's say things do work out for the Titans this weekend. They lose to the Texans. Patriots beat the Bills. Titans end up with the number one overall pick. I would love for Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, if he says that he's not going to let Shedeur play for the Titans, let them know immediately. Titans can auction it off to the Giants or the Raiders or wherever he does want to go. And you can still end up with a great pick. I was just looking through the Titans' chances to pick in the top five.
since moving to Nashville, they've only picked in the top five. One, two. They've had four opportunities to pick in the top five. They traded out of the number one pick in 2016. They picked sixth in 2005. Pretty much all of these guys have not worked out for the Titans. Pac-Man Jones, sixth overall pick in 2005. Vince Young obviously had his flashes, but did not work out as the number three overall pick in 2006. Marcus Mariota, second overall in 2015. 2016, you traded out Corey Davis, the fifth overall pick in 2017. The only time the Titans have really taken advantage of having a top five pick was when they traded out in 2016. So unless you can take Shedeur Sanders and you think Shedeur Sanders is your franchise quarterback, the most surefire way to make sure you don't mess this thing up is to trade out and get as many picks as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of a sidebar on this. What? When did this mentality of I'm going to play for who I want to play as a rookie come from?
I mean, it's because of his dad.
Well, it's because of Eli Manning.
Right.
That's where that started.
Yeah.
But you're a rookie. You go where they tell you to go. And I mean, I get it. It's Coach Prime. But he's the almighty father of football, I guess. But it's just, I don't know if I can handle this mentality. Based on what I'm seeing from Dion, I don't want to do this. I don't want to listen to him. I don't want to listen to Shedeur. Because Shedeur is just as guilty of some of this stuff. Listen to him on the field. Go listen to him mic'd up. It's constant trash talk. They beat, earlier this season, it was Colorado State. And he just started talking to the quarterback. And the quarterback goes, okay, just keep talking. And guess what he did? Oh, he kept talking and saying some things I can't say on the air. But just, I don't know if I can do Shedeur. He's a good player. I just don't know. I think he would end up being a cancer.
He'd make the Titans, the team itself, everybody's Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah.
You catch that drift?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, from preseason. Yeah, I'm not on the Shedeur train. I can't grab onto it. I can't punch my ticket for it. Like you mentioned, the best way the Titans have dealt with the top five pick is they traded out in 2016.
Yeah.
I'm in the camp of doing that because I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't think this Titans regime can handle a top two, top three pick. I really don't. Yeah, I think if Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon want to prolong their 10 years here with the Tennessee two-tone blue, I think you got to trade back. Because the more you trade back, I'd say you'd have more room for error in some regard.
Right. You get more shots at it.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people would be putting a lot more flack on Rand Carthon if he were to miss with the number two overall pick.
I think if you like Shedeur, like I've said, you have to do it. You have to take him. But I think trading back might be the safest play, like you said. And with Dion and his impact on it, I understand people say, why would he want to play in Tennessee, you know, small market. But I also think that Dion might want that because Shedeur isn't going to be under as big of a microscope as he would be if he was the Giants quarterback, which probably was guaranteed if New York hadn't beaten the Colts last week. And also, he's going to be the biggest show in town. Like, there's no Knicks or Yankees or Mets to overshadow Shedeur Sanders here. If Shedeur comes to Nashville, I mean, we know it. We're already talking about him. We're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders 24/7 on these airwaves because he will be the biggest story in town at all times. I think Dion might want that for his son. I don't know. It's going to be and we have a texter on a text line saying, didn't John Elway and Bo Jackson both kind of dictate where they went in the NFL draft? Yeah, but they had baseball, right? Yeah. John Elway also threatened to go play baseball.
Yeah.
I know Bo Jackson did.
I want to bring up a proposition. So there's this thing called the Dion tax. And what that means is, let's take the Heisman Trophy, for example. And Travis Hunter won it. A lot of people were up in arms about Ashton Jeanty not winning. And in any other year, if Ashton Jeanty wasn't in the same class as Travis Hunter, he probably would have won. And I understand, like, I believe both of them deserved it. But Travis Hunter has done something that we have never, ever seen before. A lot of people didn't like that because of who his coach is, Deion Sanders. Nashville is wanting to get, for lack of a better term, more put on the map. They're doing that by trying to bring an FCS championship to Nashville. I believe that's 2026, if I'm not mistaken.
Vandy's going to host it.
Having Shedeur Sanders here would put Nashville on the map. And I'm a college football junkie. I've watched all these guys. I'm not in love with a lot of the prospects. The only prospects I like are Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. I think Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in the class. What really impressed me was when he played in the Alamo Bowl, he played that whole game and he didn't have to.
Yeah.
And he was getting just lit up the entire game. The
offensive line made them.
Yeah, the offensive line wasn't
– insurance policy that apparently was the biggest in college football.
And he was still coaching those guys up until the very last second of the game, even though they had no shot in winning by, you know, mid-fourth quarter. So that was really impressive to me, and I think this would be a great move for the Titans if Deion lets him come here.
Right. And we talked about it during the break for a second. No matter who is making this pick, and there's been a lot of chatter on the station over the past few weeks about how involved Amy Adams Strunk is with the football decision-making, if the Titans are picking first overall, it's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Because
it has to be.
She's got to sell those PSLs, and you're bringing a guy who can be that spark for this franchise and giving him 2 years to prove he's the guy. And guess what? If he's terrible for 2 years, then you'll have one more shot at it the year the stadium opens to maybe pick another one. But you give Shedeur Sanders, if you pick him and his first year is good and the Titans maybe improve to being a middle-of-the-pack team and you head into 2026, the last year in the stadium, with an exciting new quarterback, you're going to get butts in seats. And yeah. I think that is a big part of why, if the Titans are picking first or second and Shedeur Sanders is there, he's coming to Nashville. Yeah. As long as Deion Sanders says it's okay.
Yeah. You don't think Travis Hunter would put butts in seats?
I don't see the need for a Travis Hunter. Like, cornerback is your strongest position.
Yeah, but you need a receiver.
He's not going to play receiver.
Honestly, I mean, the Titans are more than Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter away from being good.
Right. I think trading back is probably the most fruitful decision you could have for your franchise. You're already out a third-round pick this year. If you trade back, you could restock your draft capital. But sometimes that's just not how teams operate. When you have a chance to pick a quarterback, you got to do it. And again, I think Amy has her eye on the stadium opening. You got to have something to excite the fan base. And right now, there was not really anybody.
Connor? What's the one thing right now that is upsetting me most about this whole entire scenario?
Titan.
You got this. Titans are going to tighten, but what is the one thing that ruins everything?
They have no young prospects.
I know. What's the one thing that ruins everything? Everything.
Money.
Bingo. That's what's ruining this whole situation.
Yeah.
Amy has the dollar signs in her eyeballs, and it's ruining the future of this franchise. I think... obviously, you said it's the fruitful way of just trading back. If you, oh my goodness, it's making me upset thinking about it. If you draft Shedeur Sanders, I really do think it's going to put butts in seats, but not for long.
When I run for college football office, I want Nick Frazier as my advisor.
Yeah.
Because he's 100% right.
It's all about the money.
All about the money.
But it's how it goes. And when you're opening new stadium. I mean, you look at this Titans team. We did the exercise a few weeks ago when we were filling in for Jared of who are the core players for this team who are going to be part of this franchise moving forward. And we really only named two that we felt good about playing in the new stadium. Big Jeff, who honestly might be iffy, and J.C. Latham, who hasn't had a very good second half of the year. Like, there is nobody who is making fans want to go watch this team on Sundays.
Yeah.
If the Titans were to go 7-10 rookie year of Shedeur Sanders next season, would that entice you to go watch them in a new stadium?
Yes.
Really?
If Shedeur Sanders gets four more wins in his rookie year and you're kind of middle of the pack, heading into 2026, that might be the most excitement the Titans have had around them in a long time.
You see what happened with the Bears when they drafted Caleb Williams.
Right.
They got Hard Knocks right away.
Exactly.
I think if
I don't want Hard Knocks.
Well, I think it's a jinx.
If Shedeur comes here, you can almost guarantee Hard Knocks is coming to Nashville next year. But it's a tricky situation because again, there's the Dion of it all that we just talked about, and yes, trading back probably is the best decision for the franchise. But if you have a chance to pick a quarterback who you think can be a game changer, you have to do it. And who knows? It's all going to be up to what the Titans do on Sunday. It would be the most Titans thing ever to beat the Texans and fall back to 6, and then all of these scenarios go out the window. Gunner on our text line, always love when Gunner texts in.
My buddy.
He says it won't be Nashville handling Dion. It'll be about primetime handling Stillman. God, can you imagine
the
Twitter wars between Jared and Deion Sanders? Because it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee that if Shedeur comes here and has a couple of bad games and Jared comes on the radio station and goes, I'm out on Shedeur. He's terrible. He sucks. Dion will be all over Twitter going after Jared, and it will be hilarious.
I want Shedeur now.
I want him just for that.
That's the selling point.
Specifically for that.
I think that's going to be...
I still don't want it. I can't do it.
I mean, if the Titans, if things work out and the Titans have the number one pick after Sunday, the next 4 months of Jared's show are going to be must-listen radio. I know. We'll have some fun with it, but... Jared going through the Shedeur scenarios is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I got a sick feeling that New England is going to win this weekend.
Me too. I think they will.
Because they're playing Drake May the full game.
Right.
And the Titans, and Brian Callahan mentioned in his press conference, we're going to give both quarterbacks a chance at it.
I think the Titans are kind of just going out there and seeing what happens. And I think the Texans are going to play a lot of their players because they've been bad lately. They need a win. They need some momentum heading into the playoffs. The Bills don't. The Bills have locked in the 2 seed. They feel good. I think there's a chance that things work out and the Titans pick number one, but it would be the most Titans thing ever to win and give up your chance to pick a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll keep talking Titans on the other side as we start off hour number 3 of this special New Year's Eve edition of Four's Company. If you are anti-Shedeur, who do you want in free agency at quarterback for the Titans? We'll get into that next here on Four's Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.